Shalom, saints.
Rokare vatsvene.
God bless you.
Mwari vakuropafadzei.
You may be seated.
Tikagara zvedu pasi.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my humble gratitude to Pastor Mwandura.
Ndoda kutora mukana uno kuti ndinge ndichipa kuyemura kwazvo kwakanyanya kuna mufundisi Mwandura,
who has afforded me an extension of invitation to come and fellowship with you.
Vanditendera nekuda kwekokero yavakandipa kuti ndizouye kunoyanana pamwe chete nemi.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to say shalom.
Ndoda kuti rugare.
Amen.
Amen.
So I would like to also express my gratitude to be amongst people that believe the same message that we have received.
Amen. Ndoda kuratidza mufaro wangu kunyangwe nekuyemura kuva pakati pevanhu vanotenda mharidzo imwe chete yatinotendawo.
And say to all of you, shalom.
Ndoti kwamuri mose rugare.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord richly bless you for being in church this morning.
Mwari vakuropafadzei nekuva mukereke mangwanani ano.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to thank God for making it possible for me to bring my part of my family.
Ndotenda Mwari nekundibatsira kuti ndikwanise kuuya nechikamu chemhuri yangu.
Amen. I brought my wife and two of my four children.
Ndauya nemudzimai nevaviri pakati pevana vangu vana.
Amen. We have two boys and two girls.
Tine vakunda vaviri nevakomana vaviri.
The first one is a boy who is not here.
Wekutanga mukomana asi pano.
Followed by the tall girl.
Oterwa nemusikana murefu.
Then there is another boy between that girl and the small one.
Kozoti vamwe mukomana pakati pavo neuyo mudoko.
Amen. But today we've managed on to bring the two girls.
Asi nhasi takwanisa kuyana vasikana vaviri bedzi.
Amen. So I'd like to thank God for them to be able to come together with me.
Ndoda kutenda Mwari navo vakwanisa kuuya pamwe chete neni.
Amen.
Amen.
How many are happy to be in church this morning?
Vangano vanofara kuva mukereke.
God bless you.
Mwari vakuropafadzei.
Amen. I have not come to preach as such.
Ndina kuya kunoparidza kudaro.
I'm not a very good preacher.
Handisi muparidzi akanaka ini.
But after I met Pastor Mwandura in Masomera.
Asi mushure mekusangana na mfundisi Mwandura kwa Masomera.
And I enjoyed myself when he was preaching on the advocate.
Ndikanzwa zvakanaka kwazvo pawaiparidza pamusoro pegweta.
It was such a blessing.
Rangariro pafadzo rakanaka kwazvo.
That I said to myself.
Ndikatini mumoyo.
This brother.
Amai.
Is my friend.
Isha mwari yangu.
Amen.
Amen.
Someone who believes the same message.
Munhu anotenda mharidzo imwe chete.
And someone who can preach things that are alive.
Munhu anoparidza zvinhu zvipenyu.
Things that are current.
Zvinhu zviri kutoitika.
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to thank God for this opportunity to come and fellowship with you.
Ndoda kutenda Mwari nemukana uno wandi pakuuya kuzoyanana nemi.
So it's just a fellowship.
Saka kungoriwo kungoyanana.
As we encourage one another.
Tichikurudzirana.
For the rapture that is pending.
Amen. Kuitira kubvuta kubvutwa uko kuda kuitika.
Amen. Brother Branham says when the bride comes to know who she is, then the rapture shall be.
Ama Branham wanotiwo mwenga ukasvika pakuziva kuti ndiani kubvutwa kunozoitika.
And the humble ministry that God has given me.
Uye shumiro yandakapiwa ona Mwari.
Is to encourage the bride.
Ndee kungokurudzira mwenga.
Reminding them of who we are.
Kungovarangaridza kuti isu tiri anani.
So that we can come to that faith that Pastor Mwandura was talking about.
Kuti tisvike pakutenda kuya uko kwanga kuchirehwa namufundisi Mwandura.
The faith of the Pentecostal fathers.
kutenda kwemaba madzibaba ipa Pentecost,
when the word was made flesh.
Ah, poshoko rakaitwa nyama.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's my prayer.
Roho na mato wangu ini,
at the end of this service,
kutapano pera service ino,
will we have enough faith
tunozowane kutenda kwa kakwana
for all things that are supposed to be possible.
Amen. Kuitira zvinhu zvose zvinofanira kugoneka.
Amen.
Amen.
So before we stand up for scripture reading,
tisati tasumuka kuti tinge tichiwerenga gwaro,
I ask you to join me to bow our heads and close our eyes.
Ndoda kuti mubatane oneni kukotamisa meso yedu nekuvhara maziso,
and speak to the author of the word.
Titaure kunyangwe nemunyori weshoko.
Shall we pray?
Gatinamate.
Dear Heavenly Father, the God of William Marion Branham, the only true God there is in heaven and upon the earth. What a golden opportunity for us to be in church this morning. It's something that we can never ever overestimate or overrate. Knowing what the prophet Brother Branham said about a Sunday, he told us that we gather on Sunday as we commemorate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we come with expectations and prayer and humble request in our hearts, that the same Spirit which raised Christ from the dead may come and be poured down amongst us this day and raise our lives from the dead. Raise our souls from the death of dead works in the world, to resurrect our sick bodies to another dimension where we can have enough health to serve you and to worship you, and that our joy may be fulfilled in Christ Jesus. May the same power that raised our Lord Jesus from the dead come and raise us as a bride this morning. Conscientize us of the works of the Holy Spirit amongst us, to bring us higher, like the voice said to your servant John, who was representing us this day, said, come up higher. Now that we have gathered in your presence, Father, we pray as we ask you to forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. If there be anything found in our hearts that is not right, may you cleanse it. May you wash us by the waters of the word. May you help us to forgive, that when we stand like this and ask you, you may also forgive us. Father, we have come because we have got nowhere else to go. Like Peter of old, he says, where can we go, Lord? We have no other God besides thee. Father, I pray now as we approach your holy scriptures, the Holy Spirit who inspired them prophets and servants of the old who wrote these black and white scriptures that we are going to be reading now. May the same Spirit come down upon us to inspire the hearts that are going to hear. And may he water the same word, that it may come to pass amongst us, that which was spoken about it. Lord, as we ask for your power, for your Holy Spirit, for your inspiration, your anointing, now that we are coming for the purpose of your kingdom, we now pray that, Lord, you said your name is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Father, I pray this morning as a minister of your gospel, that now we have come to an hour we want to bring glory to your name. Let there be no other name that shall be exalted amongst us this day in this service besides the name that you gave us, the name the Lord Jesus Christ. Let there be no other spirit which is going to try to influence things here, even in the lives and homes and workplaces of them people that have come into service today. I pray, like Brother Branham one time he said, for a special blessing for those that are in church, those that have made it to service. We pray now that, Lord, let your name be glorified amongst us. Take this opportunity to glorify yourself, even to glorify us with the glory that we had in you before the foundation of the world. I pray that all other spirits that are contrary to the spoken word, we commit them under our feet this morning, so that only your will may be done amongst us as it is in heaven. We pray as we approach your holy scriptures in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Shall we stand for scripture reading?
Tisumukei tiwerenge magwaro.
I would like to invite you to go with me to 1 Kings chapter 17.
Madzimambo yekutanga chitsauko 17.
We are going to read from verse 8 up to 16.
Kubva pandima 8 kusvika 16.
Amen. Then after that we will read after you get seated Ezekiel 36:27.
Tichazoverenga imi magara kuna Ezekiel 36 ndima 27.
Amen. 1 Kings 17 verses 8 to 16. 1 Kings 17 verses 8 to 16.
Madzimambo yekutanga 17 kubva pandima 8 kusvika 16.
If we are there, can we say amen?
Kana tasvikapo ngatiti amen.
The reason I do that personally, I've learned something amongst people of my color.
Chikonzero ndadaro ndakadzidza chimwe chinhu pavanhu veruvara runenge rwangu.
If you rush and begin to read,
ukachimbidza ukatanga kuverenga,
they read it together with you.
Man,
wherever they are,
vanoverenga pamwe chete newe vari pandima vanenge vari iyoyo.
Some who been Matthew,
vamwe vanenge vari kuna Mateo,
who been Isaiah,
vamwe vari kuna Isaiah,
some who been Revelation,
vamwe zvakazarurwa.
They stop to open the books, the pages, when the moment you start reading,
vanomira kuvhura mapeji wepa unongotanga kuverenga,
because we become ashamed.
Kuti tinonyara,
for someone to see us still flipping the pages,
kuti mumwazo tuona tichiramba tichingovhura mapeji,
we feel bad about it.
Zvinotinyadzisa izvo.
So we give one another time.
Saka tirikupanana mukana.
We should learn to appreciate one another.
Tinofanira kudzidza kuyemurana.
Some are slow.
Vamwe vanotinonokerei.
Some are old.
Vamwe vati kurei.
Some they've got small print Bibles.
Vamwe vane mabhaibheri akanyorwa nezvidoko doko.
Some use reading glasses like me.
Vamwe vanoshandisa maglasi ekuverenga seni.
So we open it at different rates.
Saka tinovhura nenguva dzakasiyana.
So are we all there?
Tose tasvika here?
Shall we say amen?
Ngatiti amen.
God bless you people.
Mwari akuropafadzei.
Amen. We shall read.
Ngativerengei.
The Bible says,
Bible not you.
From verse 8 I begin.
Kubva pandima 8 ndakutanga.
And the word of the Lord came unto him saying,
zvino shoko raJehovha rakasvika kwaari richiti,
arise.
Simuka.
Get thee to Zarephath which belongeth to Zidon.
Uende kuZarephath nyika yeZidon.
And dwell there.
Ugarepo.
Behold,
tarira,
I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee.
Daraira shirikadzi gerepo kuti ikupe chokudya.
So he arose and went to Zarephath.
Naizvo zvakasimuka akaenda Zarephath.
And when he came to the gate of the city,
wakati asvika pasuo reguta,
behold, the widow woman was there.
Akaona shirikadzi yakanga yakagara ipapo.
Gathering of sticks.
Ichiunganidza tutsotso.
And he called to her.
Akamudana.
And said,
akati,
fetch me, I pray thee,
ndinokumbirawo ndichererewo,
a little water in a vessel,
mvura shomanene mumukombe,
that I may drink.
Kuti ini ndinwe.
And as she was going to fetch it,
kwaanga achienda kunochera mvura iya,
he called to her.
Akamudana.
And said,
akati,
bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand.
Dondiwi girao chimedu chechingwa muruoko rwako.
And she said,
iye akat,
as the Lord thy God delivers,
na Jehovah mwari wenyu mupenyu,
I have not a cake,
andina chingwa,
but a handful of meal in a barrel,
asitsama imweyo upfu mudende,
and a little oil in a cruse,
na mafuta mashomanene,
And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not. Go and do as thou hast said.
Enda undoita unogadzira chingwa chidoko ichi.
But make me thereof a little cake first.
Asondiwi gireini kutanga.
And bring it unto me.
Uzounza kwandiri.
And after make for thee and for thy son.
Uye mushure maizozo zobikira iwe nemwanakomana wako.
For that says the Lord God of Israel.
Nokuti zvanzi na Jehovha Mwari wa Israel.
The barrel of meat of meal shall not waste.
Upfu uri mudende haungaperi.
Neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not. Neither did the cruse of oil fail. According to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. You may be seated. Amen.
Amen.
I would ask you to keep that portion of scriptures open.
Or keep it
marked as we go to the book of Ezekiel.
Chapter 36.
Ezekiel
36.
I'm gonna read verse 27.
Ezekiel 36, ndima 27.
Yes, Ezekiel 36, verse 27.
Ezekiel 36 and the 27.
Amen. The Bible speaks like this.
Bible rino dudza seizvi.
That was God speaking.
Anga ari Mwari ari kurevawo.
And I will put my spirit within you.
Ine ndichaisa mweya wangu mukati menyu.
And cause you to walk in my statutes.
Nokukufambisai mumitemo yangu.
And ye shall keep my judgments and do them.
Muchachengeta zvandakarayira nokuzviita.
May the Lord richly bless the reading of his word.
Mwari waropafadze kuverenga kweshoko ravo.
Amen.
Amen.
As I was praying and trying to find the will of the Lord.
Pangani chinamata ndichitsvaga kuti ndione kuda kwaishe.
Something, the Lord put something upon my heart.
Mwari waisa chimwe chinhu pamoyo wangu.
Which I believe God wants to encourage his bride.
Icho chandinovimba kuti Mwari varikuda kukurudzira mwenga wavo nacho.
Amen. For the change of the body.
Kuitira kushandurwa kwemutumbi.
May the Lord richly bless the reading of his word.
Mwari zvirokwazvo varopafadze kuverenga kweshoko.
I would like to speak on a subject which I titled.
Ndoda kutaura pamusoro pemharidzo yandakapa musoro wekuti.
Elected and commanded.
Kusarudzwa wobva warairwa.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Elected and commanded.
Kusarudzwa wobva warairwa.
Now the story of Elijah is quite an encouragement to me as an individual Christian.
Zvino nauya Eria inino ndikurudzira sedunga munhu muKristo.
There are so many things in that chapter which kind of encourage me to keep on going as a minister and as a Christian in general.
Pane zvino zvizhinji zvine mundima iyi zvinondikurudzira ini semushumiri uye semuKristo kuti ndifambire mberi.
I like a Christian life where God speaks.
Ndinofarira upenyu hwechiKristo apo Mwari vanotaura.
And after he speaks,
uye mushure mekunge vataura,
I like to see him confirming the word which he spoke.
Ndinofarira zvakare kuti ndione vachizosimbisa mashoko aya vanenge vataura.
Amen.
Amen.
Because especially with our background here in Africa,
nekuti kunyanyasei nenheyo dzatinadzo kana kuti nerondo yatinayo kuno kuAfrica,
if we worship a dumb god,
tikashumira mwari asingatauri,
you are going to backslide.
Tinodzokera kumashure.
Brother Branham says at one time,
ama Branham wakataura pane imwe nguva,
when he was talking about Indians,
paanga achitaura pamusoro pema India,
he said,
vakatiwo,
Indians are like Africans.
Ma Indians vakaita sekunge vanhu veku Africa.
Now, when I was kind of trying to understand the similarities between Indians and us,
pandanga ndava kuti ndiedze kuti ndinzwisise kufananidzwa kukwema Indians nesu isu,
I found one common thing.
Ndakaona chinhu chimwe chete chiripo pakati pedu isu navo.
Our background.
Amen. Inhoroondo yekwatakabva nako.
Idol worship.
Kunamata mipunzo.
Witchcraft.
Amen. Uroi.
Superstitions.
Amen. Kungotenda zvimwe zvitendwa.
I have, you know, been preaching to Indians for some years now.
Ndanga ndichiparidzira ma Indians kwenguva yakatirebei.
Our background is very similar.
Ah, kwatinobva kwakafanana.
Amen.
Amen.
And Brother Branham at one time says,
ama Branham pane imwe nhambo wakati,
your life,
upenyu hwako iwe,
will prove,
ndo unosimbisa,
whether you are worshiping a god that is in heaven,
kuti uri kunamata mwari vari kudenga here,
or a god that is down here,
kana kuti mwari ari pano pasi.
Amen.
Amen.
If you worship a god,
kana uchinamata mwari,
that is in heaven,
vari kudenga,
and you are here,
iwe uri pano pasi,
I feel sorry for you.
Ah, ndinokunzwira urombo.
Amen.
Amen.
But the life of Elijah,
asi upenyu waEria,
was a life full of experiences.
Wanga uri upenyu hwakazara nezviitiko.
God dealt with Elijah.
Mwari vaishanda naEria.
He spoke to Elijah.
Vaitaura naEria.
Elijah spoke to God.
Eria achitaurawo naMwari.
And God always was with Elijah wherever he went.
Mwari nguva dzose vainge vana Eria kwaaienda
kose. In this chapter,
uchitsauko ichi chakavere,
God comes down to his prophet.
Mwari vanodzika kuya kumuprofita wavo.
And told him,
womutsa,
to go down to Zarephath.
Kuti adzike kuenda Zarephath.
He says, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee.
Obva vati ndarayira imwe shirikadzi iriko kuti inge ichikuriritira nechokudya.
And the Bible verses we have just read here,
magwaro atawerenga pano muBhaibheri,
up to verse 16,
kusvika pandima 16,
we see God coming down to confirm the word which he gave the prophet.
Tinoona Mwari vachiuya kuzosimbisa mashoko avakanga vapa kumuprofita.
After Elijah says to the woman at Zarephath,
kumushure mekunge Elia ati kushirikadzi pa Zarephath,
after he asked her to do a very difficult thing,
amukumbira kuti aite chinhu changa chakaoma,
and he says, thus says the Lord.
Obva ati zvanzi na Jehovah.
Now you don't just say thus says the Lord when you are not sure.
Zvino iwe haungangoti zvanzi na Jehovah kana usina chokwadi.
Because if it is thus says the Lord,
nekuti kana iri zvanzi na Jehovah,
God will come down,
Mwari vanotsika,
to confirm his word,
kuti vazosimbisa shoko ravo.
And then we find out,
ipapo tinoona,
that when he got down there to Zarephath,
paakadzika kuenda ko Zarephath,
the Bible says,
Bhaibheri rinotaura chiti,
the widow woman was there.
Shirikadzi iya yakanga itoriko.
Why?
Say,
because God had told Elijah,
nekuti Mwari vanga vaudza Elia,
that I have commanded a widow woman there in Zarephath,
kuti ndarayira shirikadzi iriko ku Zarephath,
to sustain thee,
kuti inge ichikupa chokudya.
That's why when Elijah arrived there,
ndokusaka Elia paakasvika,
the Bible said the widow woman was there.
Bhaibheri rinobva ratiro shirikadzi yakanga iriko.
Because God doesn't lie.
Nekuti Mwari havanyepi.
When he says there is such and such,
wakati iwo kune chinhu icho nechocho,
it's going to be like that.
Chinofanira kunge zvakatongodaro.
Because God fails not.
Nekuti Mwari havakundiki.
And now,
Zino.
After Elijah declared, "Thus says the Lord."
Mushure mekunge Elia ataura zvanzi na Jehovah.
After speaking the word.
Mushure mekutaura shoko.
Giving a spoken word to this woman.
Achipa shoko rakataura kumudzimai.
The Bible tells us.
Bible not tells us.
The barrel of meal wasted not.
Anzi upfu auna kusopera.
Neither did the cruse of oil fail.
Uye omafuta haana kuzoshaikwa.
There is a comma there.
Pano itwa.
He says, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. So now we can see the supernatural happening in the house of this woman who had received the prophet of the hour, who accepted the spoken word of the hour, and because it was a thus saith the Lord, a supernatural performance happened in their house. Why?
Say,
Brother Branham at one time, after preaching, after the sermon, someone spoke in tongues in the congregation, and someone gave the interpretation there. And in the interpretation, God said, I have sent my man, my prophet. Amongst other things, he said through that tongue. He says, whoever is going to listen or to do what he says, I am going to bless him. So that is a spiritually, naturally occurring blessing to those that will accept the prophet of the hour.
Saka ichi chinu chepamweya chiri kuitika panyama kune avo vanogamuchira muprofita wengu.
Because you have accepted the spoken word. Because you accepted William Marion Branham.
Wagamuchira William Marion Branham.
Because you have received the spoken word.
Wagamuchira shokora taurwa.
That alone.
Izo zobedzi.
There is a blessing.
Paneropa fadzo.
Attached to that.
Inongo batanitswa neizo.
So you are not here for nothing.
Saka usipano kuitira pasina.
The moment you say amen to the spoken word.
Nguva ya unongoti amen kushokora kataurwa.
There is a package.
Pane
there is a blessing.
Paneropa fadzo.
Coming your way.
Riri kuuya nezvaya.
From heaven. Just the moment you believe it, by just coming to the message of the hour, hallelujah,
amen.
That must be enough encouragement to somebody. Just accepting the prophet of the hour, there's a blessing coming to your home. It's coming to your body. It's coming to your workplace. It's coming to your business. By virtue of you having believed. But I want you to notice something. The miraculous happened. The miraculous which happened to the woman happened on two things. The meal and the oil. Can we say amen to that? The meal and the oil. And the word teaches us. The meal represents the word. And the oil
uye mafuta
represents the Holy Spirit.
Ano miririra mweya mutsene.
Can we say amen to that?
Mungati amen here.
So now I want to say something before I proceed with my sermon. Whenever you have these two together, the supernatural is bound to happen. Whenever and wherever you have the word and the Holy Spirit together,
shoko nemwe yamutsvene pamwe chete.
The supernatural is bound to happen.
Amen. Chimwe chinhu chinobva kuna Mwari chinofana kuitika.
So if you want to see God in your life,
saka kana uchida kuona Mwari muupenyu hwako iwe.
If you want to see the God of William Marion Branham,
kana uchida kuona Mwari wa William Marion Branham,
keep the word and the oil together.
Chengeta shoko nemafuta pamwe chete.
Keep the word inside of your heart.
Chengeta shoko mumoyo mako.
Keep the Holy Ghost inside of your soul.
Chengeta mweya mutsvene mumunhu wako wemukati.
Stay with the word.
Garane shoko.
Stay with the Holy Spirit.
Garane mweya mutsvene.
And the supernatural is going to happen.
Izvo zvinobva kuna Mwari zvinozoitika.
We learn through the pages of the Bible.
Taenda mumapage Bible.
You know what the prophet says?
Munoona here zvotaura mupro.
The prophet says,
prophet anoti,
the Holy Spirit
mwayamtsene
comes down
unotsika
to water the word.
Kunodiridzira shoko.
Huh?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit
mwayamtsene
comes
unotsika
to water
kutodiridzira
the word
shoko.
Which is why the Bible also says,
rokusaka Bible richitiwo zvakare,
the letter killeth,
samba inouraya,
but the Spirit giveth life.
Asimweya unopa upenyu.
So now, if you remember in the Bible, the first book of Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 5.
Mukarangarira kuna vaTesaronika vekutanga chisauko 1 ndima 5.
A minister was talking to the church.
Amen. Mushumiri aitaura nekereke.
The Bible says, our gospel came not unto you in word only.
Bible rinoti. Vangeri harina kuuya kwamuri mukungotaura bedzi asi asi
also in power.
Rakauyawo zvakare nesimba.
And you know what Jesus told the disciples?
Unoona here Jesu zvakazodza
vadzidzi. Until this gospel reaches the four corners of the world, the end shall not come.
Kusvikira vhangeri rasvika kumativimanyika.
What is the gospel? It's not just the word. Brother Branham says,
ama Branham wanoti
you.
Amen.
He says,
wanot,
the gospel
vangeri
is not the word.
Arisi shokwe.
He said the gospel
vangeri
is the power of God, which makes the word perform what it says. That is the gospel. That is the preaching of the word, coupled with the power of resurrection, with the Holy Spirit coming down to confirm the quotation of the prophet. The Holy Spirit confirming Bible verses to make the word alive, to make the word become flesh. That is the gospel. The quotation without the Holy Spirit is not the gospel. The Bible verse without the Holy Spirit is not the gospel. You know what the prophet says when he was talking about the message? He says, what is the message? It's not a church. It's not a denomination. It's not a group of people. What is the message? Brother Branham says, the message is the Holy Spirit taking the word and giving it to the people.
Amen.
Now remember, Brother Branham also said, the word of God overcomes the enemy anywhere, anytime, under any circumstance. Now when we say the word of God, we are not talking about the Bible. Because the Bible tells us, in the beginning was the word. Before this Bible was printed, the word was there. Now, the Bible,
Bible,
the black and white, is not the sum total of the word of God. It's part of it. Brother Branham also says the best part of the Bible is between the lines.
Amen. Chakamu chakanyatsonaka che Bible chiri pakati pemitsara.
The best part.
Chikamu chakanakisisa.
It's not even written.
Hazvina kutonyorwa.
So the word which was in the beginning, according to John chapter
1,
that word was with God. And that word was God. That word did not remain a word. The same chapter, verse 12 and 13, the same Bible then says, that word became flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen. Wonderful.
You know what? First John, when he was now talking about this word we are talking about, he says, that which was in the beginning. What was in the beginning? It was the word. He says, that which was in the beginning, which we heard, because from the beginning, it must be preached. Then after preaching, he says, that which was in the beginning, which we heard, from who? From the minister. He says, after hearing, he says, we saw it. Can someone say amen? After the preaching of the word, the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word. After the preaching of the sermon, after service, you must see it.
Amen. Wonderful. Glory.
He doesn't end there. He says, after seeing it, he says, we handled. Now handling involves the sense of touch. The word of God, you must handle it. After the preaching of the word, that word, you can only handle it and see it when it becomes flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Now the word overcomes the enemy. So you need the word and the Holy Spirit to water that word so that it brings forth its own kind. That's becoming flesh. Now when the prophet says that word overcomes the enemy anywhere, I like that.
Amen. Those Pharisees.
Anywhere. The word of God does not have limits.
There
is no place
hakuna nzimbo
in heaven,
kudenga,
on earth,
kana panyika,
under the earth,
kana pasipenyika,
which can put gates against the word of God.
Inogona kuisa masuo yekuti shoko ramwari haripindi.
There is no place here on earth
hakuna nzimbo panyika
which
pano
can stop
rinogona kumisa
the power of the word.
Simbare shoko.
There's no place that can stop the effect of the word. Jesus said, my word remain forever. Everything else shall perish. But the word which came from God, and it is God, is the absolute. There is no power above the power of the word. Anywhere. You are talking about geographical places. Not even in your home. When the word of God comes in your home, it will have preeminence. When the word of God comes to your company, it will take preeminence. It will overcome.
Amen.
There's no place that can limit the impact of the word. Now what am I talking about? There is no place here on earth that can stop the word from becoming whatever it wants to be. Let me remind you something. We are commemorating today
the
resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. What happened to our Lord when he died on the cross of Calvary? They thought they had killed him. They thought they had overcome him. They thought the church was going to be closed. They thought the message had been proved wrong. But it was a strategic withdrawal. As they were commemorating on earth, my Bible tells me, you know how he died? He said, Father, I commend my spirit into your own hands. He is standing on Calvary in flesh, but he is able to deliver or to hand out his spirit into the seventh dimension. It was not God pulling his spirit out. It was him, the one who was dying. He was in charge. He was dismantling himself. Because why? The resurrection was in him. He was the word made flesh. Let me tell you something. If you are a Christian, you die in charge.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't die like a coward. Even when you are dying, you are still in charge. He says, I commend my spirit into your own hands. And God is in that seventh dimension. After that, the Bible says, he gave up the ghost. What is the ghost? That is the soul. Later on, when the Bible tells us, that soul went to hell. Not to Zimri.
Amen. Kwenda ku Zimri.
To hell.
Amen. Wakaenda kehena.
You think where you stay,
unofunga kuti iwe kwa unokara
iwe. There's too much evil for you to be a Christian.
Kune zvinhu zvakaipa zvakanyanya kuti uwe muKristo iwe.
Now, listen.
Terera.
Believers.
Vatende.
Christians.
MaKristo.
We must have faith.
Tinofanira kuva nekutenda.
In what God has made us.
Mune izvo zvatakaitwa naMwari isu. Amen.
Jesus, without the spirit, without the body, only the soul, he went to the west of all the places, to hell. And when he was there, did he give up? Was he overcome? Was he defeated? Brother Branham says, when he got there, he took the keys from the ways of the devil and gave him a bat. Now, Brother Branham says, man is in threefold. The body, the spirit, the soul.
So
now, he did that with only one out of three.
Amen.
The soul was in the hands of God. The body was in the grave. But he was able to kick the devil without his spirit, without his body. And you are complete with the body, with the spirit, with the soul. How much more?
Hallelujah. Amen.
It's time the believers of this hour must rise up to a certain level where we believe what God has called us to.
Amen.
Wonderful. One of our problems as the believers is we don't have faith in ourselves. We don't have confidence in who we are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But,
asi,
When we have the word,
kana tane shoko,
we have the original word, which was in the beginning. But what am I talking about? Wherever you have the word and the Holy Spirit, the supernatural power follows. And no place shall be hindering the word. No power that will be more powerful than the word. The word and the Holy Spirit. You know what the prophet says? He says, a man with the Holy Spirit. He says, when he takes the word out of his heart and speak it through his lips, he says, it's nothing but deity speaking. You, the prophet says, when you take the word from your heart and speak it, he says, it's nothing but deity speaking. Hallelujah. So when you claim the word, when you proclaim the spoken word, when you proclaim Bible verses, and you have the Holy Ghost, it's equal as if it's God who's speaking. And when God speaks, everything shuts up. That is the commission of the church. I don't care what power you are talking about. Hey, you say, this is Africa. I know the spoken word was tested in Germany and it overcame. The spoken word was tested in Africa and it overcame. If he is the same yesterday,
Zuro,
during the time of Brother Branham, he must be same today. Before I proceed with my sermon, let me say
this.
We had a brother in Marondera.
Tangatina yimwe hama ku Marondera.
Soon after, a few years after I baptized him,
Mushure mama kore masho mashoma ndam babatiza.
He was still young in faith.
Anga achiri mudoko mukutenda.
He was still young in age. So he had not understood many things about life. And he got a job. After getting a job, as someone was being taught the correct things, he was working very well. He was performing very well. And then he was promoted.
A
few years after.
After the company.
And the old timers didn't like it.
Some were
30 years old in the company.
Some 35.
I don't care about that. You know what the Bible says?
Bible knows
what
not.
Promotion comes from
above.
Let me tell you something. Promotion at work, it does not come from your boss. The Bible says God is the one who promotes. He's the one who can demote somebody. When time for promotion comes, whether your boss likes it or he doesn't, I don't care. God can rise you up. If you take the spoken word into that company, every knee shall bow down. So the old timers, they were not happy with the young boys. Let me be honest. I don't know what they did. But they did something. And then he got sick. And first 1 week he thought he was tired, he took some off days, didn't work, he came back.
1 month,
no improvement. He started visiting doctors.
Tanga kwenda kunana chiremba.
From one doctor to another.
Chiremba uya chenda kune uyo.
All the doctors, they told him,
machiremba osa akamudza,
we can't find anything.
Kuona kana dambudziko.
We don't know what's wrong with you.
Atisi kuziva kuti chii chakatsveya mapauri.
We don't know what the problem is.
Atisi kuziva kuti dambudziko ripi.
So each doctor,
saka chiremba upi naupi,
trying to prescribe some things.
Ari kuedza kutaura zvinhu.
Try this, it does not work. Zaizva
zvishande.
Until 3 months.
Kusvika mwedzi mitatu.
Sick leave was finished.
Amen. Sick leave yanga yapera.
Fourth month.
Mwedzi wechina.
He became bedridden.
He stopped work and went back to the parents' house.
And
he was now thin like a pin. And he was no longer able to walk. The seventh month, being bedridden, he received a call. Now can you listen carefully? This is Africa. He received a call. But private number on the screen.
Asi namba yacho yanga yakavanzwa.
And the man on the phone said,
Munhu akanga ari pambozhanhare ndokuti,
don't waste your time and money.
Usapedza nguva nemari.
Going to doctors.
Uchienda kuna nachiremba.
Or buying medication from pharmacies.
Kana kutenga mishonga kuma pharmacies.
There is no doctor
hakuna chiremba
that can remove what we put on you.
Angabvisa zvatakaisa pauri.
There is no pharmaceutical drug that can help you out of what we did on you.
Hakuna mushonga unotenga kufamasi ungabvisa zvatakaisa pauri zvakanyatsonanga.
The man said,
murume ndokuti,
you are not coming back into that office. Forget.
Hausi kuzodzoka pabasa.
You are dying.
Mu office yako iyai. Kanganwa.
You are dying.
Uri kufa.
Life.
Upenyu.
But he recognized the voice.
Iye akacherechedza izvi raitaura naye.
You know what happens in workplaces? You can pick.
Munoziva zvinotika kubasa unogona kuona.
You know people's voice.
Unoziva mazwi evanhu.
And he knew.
Iye akaziva.
He could recognize the voice.
Akacherechedza kuti hai izvi raningi.
To someone at work.
Amen. Mumwe munhu wekubasa.
Then the brother was shaken.
Ama ikazunguzwa zvakanyanya.
He called me on the phone.
Ndokundifonera panhare.
He told me his story.
Akandoudza nhau yake.
And I told him.
Ndikamutini.
I said, brother.
Ndikati hama.
Your case.
Nauya munayo iyi.
I don't want to deal it in your parents' house.
Handisi kuda kushanda nayo ndiri kumba kwa baba wenyu namai wenyu.
Because his parents are not believers.
Nekuti vabereki venyu havasi vatendi.
Now, when I grew up, I was a soccer player.
Pataka kura ininda iwa mutambi wenabvu.
I know the advantages of home ground.
Ndino ziwa zvakanakira kunge muri pa ground rekumba kwenyu imi.
You know, the Bible says spiritual things are spiritually designed.
Bible rinoti zvinhu zvepamweya zvinonzverwawo zvakare
pano. Don't underestimate those things.
Usazvidza zvinhu izvozvo.
Brother Branham at one time.
Ama Branham pano imwe nhau.
When he was preaching in an arena.
Pawai paridza munhandare.
He says,
nakatiwo.
Let's pay attention to what the prophet says.
Ngatinyatsongwarirai titerere zvakataura.
He says it's difficult to break through.
Hanzi zvakaoma kuti tipfotsore.
If you hold your services in sports arenas.
Ama nekukaita ma service munhandare.
Because of what happens in there,
nekuda kwezvinhu zvinoitika imomo,
demons hanging
kune madimoni
around those walls.
Amen.
And when you come for church service,
pamunouya kuservice,
it's more difficult to break through.
Zvakaoma kuti mupfotsore.
But when you do it in a church auditorium,
asi mukazviitira mukereke, amen, zviri nyore kupfotsora.
So you don't miss that. And because I grew up playing
soccer,
I saw superstition. When the team is playing on home ground, a few days before the match, a few days before the enemy comes, you see them with a small hall.
Amen.
And some roots.
Amen.
They go to some goal posts. They go there.
Huh? Amen.
Yes.
Wobanira.
They dig.
Wanochera.
Aha. Wofusira.
Amen.
Wenda kune rimwe gate.
Amen.
Wochera chera woisa zvimidzi woita sei? Ya, vari kuloka magate.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those things work.
Zvinhu izvozvo zvinoshanda.
Whether you believe it or you don't.
Unyangwe muchizvitenda kana kuti kwete.
That's why Brother Branham was challenged in Germany.
Ndokusaka ma Branham vakadenwa ku Germany.
And when he was coming to Africa,
haiuya ku Africa.
He said to Branham Tabernacle,
vakati Branham Tabernacle,
I am going to Africa.
Ndinoenda ku Africa.
May you please pray for me.
Ndokumbirawo mundinamatire.
He said there are witch doctors there.
Kune n'anga dziriko.
Listen to me, people. My people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Vangu vanoparana nekushaiva.
He says, I'm going to Africa.
Asi ndikuenda ku Africa.
There are witch doctors.
Kune n'anga uko. Amen. Yes.
He says when he was talking about these witch doctors, he says they cast spells on people and people get sick. It's in the spoken word.
Amen.
If you say they don't exist, you will be bewitched. And we bury you. We preach on your funeral. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I said, brother, find some transport. Find some. I didn't have a car then.
I said,
find someone who can bring you to my place. I can't deal with your issue there.
Come home.
Home ground. In my home, there is Hoffman's head of Christ. There is pillar of fire. There is the cloud of glory. The atmosphere is the right one. When we are challenging demons. I said, come home. He came. And I said, explain your issue. Then he explained. And I looked at him straight. I said, brother, you were bewitched.
Makaroiwa.
You have, Brian Branham says, in the message, how can I overcome?
He says, to
overcome
Kukunda
is to be able to identify the devil.
Kukwanisa kucherechedza Satan.
If you don't know what you are dealing with,
there's
no overcoming. Because Brother Branham says, when he was talking about boxing, he says, you have to study your enemy, his moves, before you get in the ring with them. So you have to know what you are dealing with. Diagnosis is important when you come to dealing with diseases. I said, you were bewitched. And I said, but the Bible says,
Bible not,
greater is he that is in you than that is in the world. And I said, no problem. Brother Branham says, if it is a Bible question, there must be a Bible answer. So I said, pay attention. I began to expound. Open the Bible from the Old
Testament.
We opened the scriptures on witch doctors, witches, sorcerers, familiar spirits. We went to the New
Testament,
Simon the sorcerer,
Simon,
everything else. I closed the Bible. I went to the spoken word, gave him the quotations, witches in Germany, witch doctors in Africa. I said, brother, this is your case. I had prayed for him before. And I said to him, I said, brother, today I'm not going to pray for you. He was shocked. He said, pastor, what do you mean? I said, today I'm not going to pray. The prayer I pray, remember in the message, we don't repeat. Do you know that? When that blind boy was prayed by for Brother Branham,
He came back, Brother Branham said, I
prayed for you.
Amen.
Buddha imukiu.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Amen.
I said, today I'm not going to pray for you. The prayer I made, plus the word, I'm finished with your case. The word of God overcomes the enemy anywhere, anytime, under any circumstances. Go! Your case is finished.
Amen.
Pastors sometimes are misunderstood. But they work with inspiration. He went back home. And when he arrived, do you know what happened? He vomited. After vomiting, on Thursday,
On Saturday,
Emmanuel Mugovera,
he received another call
akagamuchira imwe
from the same company, from someone whom he knows and their friends. This person says, my friend, do you know what's happening here? He says, I don't know. He says, do you know so and so that you
were working?
And the name
Zitaria
matched that voice. And this man says, this guy fell sick yesterday, friend, with the same symptoms that you are suffering. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. He fell sick on Friday. He died on Sunday. The brother recovered his back at work.
Amen. Mukomana huyu akapora akadzokera kubasa.
That is the gospel.
Iroro ndovhangeri.
The word,
shoko,
plus the Holy Ghost, the
power,
Simba, to overcome the enemy. When the word comes, it's coming for deliverance on the natural and in the spirit. That is the gospel, the power of God making the word to do what it says. But that's not my message. Amen.
Amen.
What I'm trying to show you, the woman mixed the word and the Holy Spirit and the supernatural happens. And when you do that, wherever you are, the supernatural is bound to happen. God help us. Let me rush. Shall we go back to 1 Kings 17? That's where my subject is.
It's okay. I'm going to 17.
Amen. There's something there that struck my heart so much. Now,
you know,
God said to the prophet Elijah, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Now that's correct. God doesn't lie. And when the prophet went to Zarephath, a widow woman was there. But I want to refer you to something that shocked me and confused me. When the prophet was talking about the same issue, the widow woman of Zarephath. Can the brother give us the first quotation in the message, Elijah and the meal offering?
Amen.
Tape number 600310. I want to take one line from paragraph 59.
Amen.
Now the prophet is referring to that widow woman in
Zarephath.
He says, he said, I have commanded a widow woman to feed you. He had already commanded her as a coma. Then he says, she didn't know it. That's where my message is. Now, God tells Elijah, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. And he goes to
Zarephath.
The widow woman is there. And she feeds him.
Amen.
But the prophet says, even though God had commanded her, she didn't know it. So when I came across that quotation, I said, wait a minute. What are we dealing with here? God is not a liar. If he said, I have commanded her, that is the truth. But the prophet of God, who is the mouthpiece of God, who does not lie, he says, she didn't know it. Then I begin to ask my questions. If she didn't know it, why did she do it?
If she didn't know it, it means
she
never had a dream about the coming of
Elijah.
It means she never heard an audible voice from God telling her about the coming of Elijah. It means she never had a vision about it. And there was no scripture about the coming of Elijah. So why did she do it?
Saka akazviita sei?
Brother Branham says, if you are sincere about it, God will reveal it. So I began to pray and to study to understand why the prophet says she didn't know it. If she didn't know it, how did God command her? How can you command somebody who doesn't even know that you have commanded them? Surprisingly, the person you have commanded to do something and they don't know that you have commanded them to do it, but they do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the mystery of how the elected of God in this hour save their God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something inspired her.
Yemen chakamu femera iye
to do that.
Kutaite.
And what is that something?
Uye chiko chimwe chinu ichi.
That is the book of Ezekiel.
Yemen do buku ra Ezekiel.
The Bible said in the
Bible
book of Ezekiel,
kuna Ezekiel,
when God was talking,
mwari pa vanga
vachitaura, I
anzi ini
will cause you.
Ndichaita kuti iwe.
Huh?
Amen. Amen.
Did you read that? Can we go back to it?
That is okay.
So that we know what we are talking about. The book of Ezekiel. Chapter 37, verse 27. And I will put my spirit within you. And cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. So we have people in this world walking amongst unbelievers in this unbelieving world, walking and working among sinners, but under inspiration, something within them tells them what to do and how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, how to do it, and to do it to who? Hallelujah. I remember when Peter stood up and Jesus asked, who do men say I am? When Peter answered the correct answer, Jesus said, flesh and blood did not reveal this thing, but my Father in heaven. And you know what he says? He says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What is happening?
Peter,
without a vision, without a scripture, without a dream, without any audible voice, something told him, something caused him to know who Christ was.
Amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful.
Have you wondered sometimes why you make a certain decision in life without a dream, without a vision, without an audible voice, without a scripture, without a quotation? But when you make that decision, God comes down. He says
amen
to what you have decided. What is happening? God, according to Ezekiel, is the one who causes you to make correct decisions, which he comes up and he blesses that idea. He comes up, performs the miraculous about have decided. Because after all, you have the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, when the Spirit of Truth comes, He's going to do two things. To remind you of what I said. And that is what is written. And
amen.
Things that are not here, that are not written, but they are not contrary. They complement the word. They match the will of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The elected of God. They are commanded through the Holy Ghost who inspires them.
Amen. We are not a family.
That reminds of our precious sister Rebecca.
Zvinotirangari dzanzwa dziedu yakanaka Rebecca.
When Eliezer came to the well,
Eliezer pakauya
pachini. Before she came,
asati atouya.
Eliezer had a prayer.
Eliezer akaita munama.
And Rebecca was not there hearing the prayer.
Rebecca asipo achaterere munamato.
There were two things about Eliezer's prayer.
Huh?
Amen. When I say, "Give me water,"
pano tikatini ndipe mvura.
He says the damsel
Hans Mandara,
who is going to go beyond this
amen.
And perform
Oita.
More than what I have said and the water the camels. That is a sign
to
me that she is the one you appointed
amen.
For your servant Isaac.
Isaac.
And when Rebecca came,
Rebecca pakasvika.
When she heard the quotation,
Pakans, watch it,
give me water.
When
she played that tape, give me water. What she heard and what other woman would have heard is different.
Amen.
Tell me something. Why did she water the camels? Did Eliezer ask her to water the camels? No, sir. So why did she do it? Without a vision. Without a dream. Without an audible voice. And there was no scripture about it. There was no quotation. But let me tell you something. As a minister of the gospel, I will say, God caused her to water the camels. And that was the perfect will concerning her life and those around her. That was 100% the will of God. How could she do that? A woman here on earth who can eat and drink. How can she do something that matches the perfect will of God? Because
we
are a child of God. God promised
her,
I will cause you. You know what the prophet says? In the message, the spoken word is the original seed. He says, on paragraph 420, the word is in the bride. And the mind of Christ. For what purpose? To know what he wants done with his word. The purpose of the Holy Spirit in the bride is the intelligence of God. That is the SIM card of God.
Amen.
SIM card.
Oh, no SIM card.
It's the SIM card of God.
No SIM card.
Which is the download of the files in God's mind to the bride.
Iso sinodonza kunyangwe pfungwa yaMwari kuenda mumwenga.
What you have here, exactly 100% what is in the mind of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How about brother Adam?
Adam.
You know what the Bible says? When God created the animals, the Bible says, He left them without names. Not because He was tired. Or He had run out of vocabulary. Or He had forgotten. Or there were too many. But the Bible says, God wanted to see what names Adam was going to give them. He had the answer sheet in heaven. He put it in his back. He told his angel, I told you, he is my son.
Hallelujah.
He thinks like me.
Angel said, no.
A
man in flesh. To think like God. God said, yeah.
Wait and see. He put the answer sheet in the back. He said, give him a time. Give him a chance. Adam woke up without a vision, without an audible voice, without a dream, without a scripture, without a quotation. He was inspired. God caused him to name them according to the names in heaven. That is the purpose of the Holy Ghost. And when he began to call them, lion, angels, and God say, amen. He said, giraffe. God checked the answer sheet. Correct.
Atsuna.
Hyena.
Bere.
Correct.
Atsuna.
Dove.
Enjiva.
Correct.
Atsuna.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the inspiration.
No kufemera.
Catching the mind of God about things. When you come in a situation, even though you don't have a vest, you don't have a dream, you don't have a vision, but you are able to catch the mind of God about that situation, and you make a decision which matches the mind of God about that situation, and God comes down. He performs the miraculous. Why is he doing
that?
He is confirming that your decision is like mine. It is the word of God. Even though it's not written.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God, like I said, it's not the black and white
one.
Even when the Bible talks about the works of Jesus,
the Bible says,
not all works he did were recorded. Huh?
Amen.
It's a limited. Yeah. So part of the word is not recorded. Because God is a master of information management. He knows what to hide and what to speak about. You know why African marriages are a problem? Because there's no information management.
Amen.
No information management. Everybody is told everything about their marriage. And Brother Branham says, if you ever want to keep anything from the devil, don't say it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the devil uses the information you give him.
Satan anoshandisa mashoko aunomupa.
Because remember, without the creation, the devil is useless.
Satan,
the prophet says, he pervades what God has already
created.
So what you speak is what he takes to destroy you.
Amen.
That's why we have the seventh seal. It's silent. Because when Brother Branham was talking about the third pool, he was talking about the impersonation of all these other things. Because whenever God is doing something, the devil comes with a notebook.
Satan,
he writes notes. When he goes back to hell, he strategizes using that information. So when it came to the seventh seal, the devil says, right. He came with a big notebook, a brand new one. With his spare ballpoint pens.
So
that he won't run out of ink.
Amen.
So he was waiting. And God said,
shh.
The devil was blinking and winking. What is happening? He was waiting. Brother Branham says, if there had been any sound, it was going to give away information. Because remember, the devil was there. Brother Branham says, every sound has got meaning. So he was going to interpret every sound. So God went to the musicians and said, shh. The seraphims,
shh.
Shh. The elders,
shh. Amen.
In the devil,
Satan,
you know, the service was about 30 minutes.
Service, yanga 30 minutes.
Bet. It was closed.
Yanga ya farwa.
And the devil is
Satan ndo kuneteka.
Why did we come?
Kutistawirire iko.
Why did we come?
Makati daitsireko kuti tiwi.
Why?
Say,
God was hiding
the
mystery
from
the devil
because
he was going to abuse it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And when you speak too much about your life on social media, you are giving away information to the wrong people.
Amen.
God is not like that. God only opens his secret to his bride. That's why even his name is not revealed to the denomination. Come on, people.
Amen.
You know what the Bible says?
John,
representing the bride, he was the only one who could read the name of God on his thigh.
Amen.
You say, ah, okay, it was open. Remember,
Rangarira,
God does not put on shorts.
Amen.
Can somebody say amen?
Mungati, amen.
God does not put on shorts.
Maria,
so how did John read what was on God's
side?
Because God does not unveil himself to anyone besides his bride. Let me tell you something, people.
Hallelujah.
You brothers, don't undress yourself to any other woman besides your wife. Can somebody say amen?
Amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Wonderful.
It's only to the elect. When she comes around, what feels like uncovering himself on the day of communion, when Jesus was about to go, the Bible tells us, supper being ended, he took away his garments. And what happens?
Brother
Branham speaks about 3 rooms in the house. The kitchen,
amen,
where the food is taken.
Kitchen,
the dining room,
amen,
where the food is consumed. And the bedroom.
Amen.
And supper being ended.
Amen.
After the kitchen, after they took supper in the dining room, it was time to walk into the inner chamber with the church. That's why he took away the garments. Unveiling. God unveiled before us. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
God help me. Let me skip a lot of things. Amen.
Amen.
So what happened there?
Adam
caught the mind of God. That is the mystery of the church. Of the bride. Catching the mind of God about things.
Amen.
You know what the Bible says? Philippians 2.
5
and 6.
5 and 6.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Thought it not robbery. To be equal. Not with the pastor. Not with the prophet. Equal.
Kufanana
with God.
Na mwari.
Now those are some of the profound truths that we get scared of.
Saka izindozi mwezo zinu zvechokwadi zvatino chikanazvo.
He thought it not robbery.
Iye haana kana kumbofunga kuti hugororo.
to be equal
kuti ndinge ndakafanana
with God
na Mwari.
Now I'm not very much educated
ina ndina kunyanya kufunda zvangu,
but
asi
1 plus 1 equals to 2.
1 plus 1 minduro yacho ndi 2.
Even though they appear different, but they, because of the equal sign, they are the same.
Kunyangwe zvikaita zvonge zvakasiyana nekunda kwe equal sign zvimwe
chete. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 plus 1.
1 ukamusakanisa 1. 2. 2.
So he who has got 2,
uya na 2.
And he who has got 2 ones, they are equal.
Nemumwe ane ma 1 maviri zvakafanana.
And then the Bible says,
Bible Robert,
let that mind
regai pfungwa iyi
which was in what?
Yakanga iri muna Jesus.
Which mind?
Ipi pfungwa?
The mind which always thinks that you are equal with God.
Pfungwa inogara ichingofunga kuti nguva dzose wakafanana
namwari.
Amen.
The mind which was in Christ, which made him to think not robber to be equal with God. That is the mind which God wants you to have.
Amen. Wonderful.
No wonder why the prophet says, if the church comes to know who they are,
the bride,
the rapture will go. So what is happening there? You are not just being equal in power. You are equal in authority. Equal in the way we think. Because we have the mind of Christ. You know what the Bible says? 1 Corinthians 2:16. Who hath the mind of God? That he may instruct him. But, you can't tell God what to do. But, we, the elect, even though no other person can tell God what to do, they can't do that because they don't have the mind of God.
Amen.
But we have the mind of
Christ.
So if we have the mind of Christ, we are not telling God what to do. It's God himself telling himself,
amen,
what to do in you.
Amen.
So the decision that we make as believers, don't underestimate them. Heavens. Remember the Bible says, whatever you bind here on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. But don't put it vice versa. It's not bound in heaven first. No. No. Here first. So you do it here. Then God comes to rubber stamp and says, amen. You know what God comes and says? Hear ye him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know what the prophet says about the bride? She is the mind of his mind. In the message, it is the rising of the sun. The prophet says, when he was talking about the bride, he said, she is flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, spirit of his spirit, flesh of his flesh, power of his power.
When
he says, she is him.
Anzi mwenga ndi Mwari.
Huh?
Amen.
Because Adam,
nekuti Adam,
Hosanna.
Amen.
God help me.
Adam,
when he was created by God, the Bible says, male and female created he them. Chapter 1. Chapter 2. Adam, when he became flesh, he was the first to become flesh. Chapter 1,
Male and female created he them. Adam and Eve.
Adam
and
Eva.
But chapter 2, verse 7, one body of flesh is made. So Adam became flesh first. So
Adam
was Adam and Eve.
Angari Adam na Eva. Amen. Yes. Amen.
Because before the flesh, it was Adam and Eve.
Angari Adam
male
na Eva.
And female created them. But when it came to coming into the flesh, it was Adam first.
Angari Adam kutanga.
The bridegroom.
Amen. Chikomba.
And that word bridegroom is a combination of two characters.
Amen.
The bride and the groom.
Amen.
So what are you talking about? Adam was Adam and Eve.
Adam angari Adam na Eva. Amen.
That's why God had to take her out.
From Adam.
Huh? And we were taken from the side of Christ. When he died on the cross of Calvary, he says blood and water came out. He says that was actually the coming out of the bride from the groom. And you know what, after that, he had cried out when he became lonely. He said, foxes have got the holes. Birds have got nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to place his head.
Amen.
Amen. Now, birds don't make nests for
funny.
And by the way, they don't stay there. When you see birds making nests, it's time to produce of their kind. Jesus was looking at the denominations. The Holy Ghost had not yet come. Him, the Bible says, Christ is the head of the church. So he was not looking for a place to lie down the whole body. No. The head.
Hallelujah.
He was talking about the capstone ministry. The head. Him being the head of the church. He wanted a church where his head would sit on. The headstone. And he said, the Son of Man is the one that didn't have a place for his head. Now in the ministry of William Marion Branham, the Son of Man ministry, when the bride was beginning to be formed, then he came. He said, I want to talk about the preview of the bride. The preview of the bride.
Huh? Amen.
Then he says she appeared first.
And
then she appeared the last.
And
he says the bride
Mwenga
appeared
wakaoneka
in the first and the last.
He said
she appeared the second time because
Nekuti
she
iye
is
Mudzimai
Alpha and Omega.
Iye wekutanga nekupetsira.
Sometimes I feel like I'm getting mad.
It's
the prophet. She appeared twice because she was Alpha and Omega.
So
the bride was there in Alpha. She is in Omega now. That's why he said she is the final voice to the final age. We are the boss in this hour. We are the boss. We are the Alpha and Omega. What we say is that thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith Jehovah.
Hosanna.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Let me close. Let me close. My time is almost up.
Amen.
I want to refer you to something.
Amen.
God help me. Jesus Christ. Brother Branham, in the message, the spoken word is the original seed.
Ama Branham, marriage ya kanzi. Shokura kataru, andombewe kumavambo.
Tape number 620318.
Amen.
Paragraph 420 says, notice what happened. Jesus never did anything until sin of the Father.
Jesu ana chakaita kunze kunga zviona zvichitwa nababa.
Oh, the Father showed him first.
Kana kuti baba vaimuratidza kutanga.
Harmony between God and Christ.
Kuwirirana pakati paMwari na Christ.
See John 5:19.
Ona John 5:19.
So will the bride.
Yemen ndozvo nozoita womwenga.
And he shows her his word of life.
Ano muratidza mwenga uyu shoko rake.
He shows her.
Ano ratidza mwenga.
And she received it. She never doubts it. Nothing can harm her. Not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again.
Amen.
Then I got a great big
hallelujah.
Here is the secret. The word is in the bride and the mind of Christ to know what he wants done with the word. And she does it in his name. She has thus says the Lord. Then it is germitized. So the Holy Spirit waters it until it grows, it is grown and serves its purpose.
Kusikira inokura kusikaya zoita basa rayakakudzirwa.
Can my brother put my last quotation there?
Amanga ise chitaura changu chekupedzisira apo.
From the message that true Easter seal.
Kubva kumharidzo Easter seal yechokwadi.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to come closer home.
Ndoda kuti ndidzoke kunyatsosvika kwatiri isu.
You know, the mystery of how God commands his bride.
Chakavanzika chekuti Mwari vanorayira sei mwenga vavo.
We are taught that the Holy Spirit is the inside teacher.
Tinoudzwa kuti Mweya Mutsvene ndiye mudzidzisi wemukati.
So what am I talking about?
Saka chicha ndiri kutaura nezvacho.
It's not always that you have to wait for a vision.
Hadzisi nguva dzose dzekuti unofanira kumirira chiratidzo.
Or for a dream.
Kana kuti chiroto.
Well, sometimes.
Dzimwe nguva.
Even these young men, when they want to get married,
some
of them, they've never dreamt in their life, but they were waiting for a dream. You want to start dreaming on marriage. But my sister, are you in church?
Amen. Amen.
Let me leave it there. Now look.
Okay. Amen.
So, I want to look at the life of Brother
Branham. I
want to see what we are talking
about.
God causes his
people
to do his statutes.
Amen. To
carry out his commandments.
Without
them being aware of it.
You
as an individual,
as a
believer, brother or sister,
you
are making decisions in
life.
And you think it's you. Why does God come to bless that decision?
It's
because that decision is matching the perfect will of God concerning your life.
But when
you make decisions, you are not conscious that you are doing the will of God. You think it's you, but it's not you. Let's follow this quotation. I'm trying to limit it because of my time. Now let's follow that. As I'm reading from here, I want a brother to be following.
Amen.
To travel with me. The true Easter seal.
Amen.
Tape number 610402.
Amen.
Paragraph 149. The prophet says something after he preached. There was somebody who spoke in tongues.
Prophet anotaura chimwe chinhu nekuti apedza kuparidza pana akataura nendimi.
And this boy spoke in French.
Amen. Mukoma nawe akataura ne French.
And then there were some French interpreters
who
later on wrote the interpretation on paper and gave it to the prophet. So in this message, Brother Branham is now referring back to the interpretation. So let's pay attention. Don't miss it. Paragraph 149. And here was the interpretation. He's got it wrote down as the document come in.
For and so forth.
It said, I, Victor D. Doc's French name, am a Frenchman and so forth. And was there when Danny, what you call it, Danny Henry gave this message over Brother Branham.
On February 11th, 1961. He lives at 809 North Kings Road, Los Angeles.
64. 809 North Kings Road, Los Angeles, 64.
Listen at the reading.
Tererai.
Because thou hast chosen the narrow path.
Nekuti wasaru zanzira yakatetepa.
Now you see, I get that all right.
Ndakaona izvi.
There is a part of it I don't.
Asipane chikamu chacho chandisinga tori.
Because thou hast chosen the narrow path.
Nekuti wasaru zanzira yakatetepa.
The harder way.
Amen nzira yakaoma.
Thou hast walked of thy own choosing.
Famba mukusarudza kwako.
Don't miss those words. God is telling Brother Branham,
the
parts of life you have taken,
it was your
choice.
It
was your own choosing.
Paragraph
150. I can get that all right. See? You see?
Amen.
You choose it yourself. Moses made his own choice. He didn't have to do it. Neither did I have to take this path. I could have had big buildings out yonder like some of them has got. I could be all across on television. But who would sponsor me on tearing the very foundation? But one thing, I don't have to bow down to nobody's feet. But the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's right. Yes, I preach what the Bible says. I don't have to compromise with their organizations because I don't belong to them. I made the choice. Just like he said up there. As I was with
Moses,
so will I be with you. And he gives Moses two signs of confirmation
to prove.
And Moses made his own choice.
Moses akaita sarudzo yake.
See?
Munoona?
Moses made his own choice.
Moses akaita sarudzo yake.
So that's easy to understand that.
Saka zviri nyore kunzwisisa izvi.
Because thou hast chosen the narrow path.
Nekuti wasarudza nzira yakatetepa.
The harder way.
Amen, nzira yakaoma.
Thou hast walked of your own choosing.
Wakafamba mukusarudza kwako.
Now here.
Chinzwa izvi.
Now this man. Now watch how it's wrote. You can see it's wrote in foreign words. Thou hast picked the correct and precise decision. Comma. And. It is my way. Hosanna.
Amen. Amen.
God come to the prophet. He tells him, this part of life
you've
taken, it was not me.
And this
it was your choice. You made a decision. You made a choice. But he comes around to the prophet and tells him that decision you made by your own choice is actually perfect. It's actually my way. You have missed what I had in my mind about your life. God is telling Brother Branham, the choices you made, it was my choice. It's actually perfect. It is my way. He says,
amen.
He says, listen,
terera.
Because of this momentous decision.
Nekuda kwe sarudzo yakanakisisa iyi yavakaita.
A huge portion
chikamu
of heaven
chedenga
weighs thee.
Chaka kumirira iwe.
What a glorious decision thou hast made.
Isarudzo yakanaka sei yavakaita.
The decision
sarudzo
that
Brother Branham took without a vision, without a dream, without an audible voice, just a choice as a man, choosing to have principles, choosing the way he wants to do things. That was the way of God. It matched. It matched the perfect will of God. And because of that decision,
this
is a huge portion of heaven awaits thee. So the decision that is rewarding the prophet of a huge portion in heaven was not a decision from a vision or from a dream or from a what. It was a personal decision, and God comes down. He says, you know, my boy, God bless you. What you have decided is exactly what I was going to decide. This is my perfect will. It's a momentous decision. It's a glorious decision. Why? Because when you have the Holy Ghost, you have the mind of Christ. He tells you what to do. God who caused you to do his will when the time for decision comes. That's why the message, people, what are we waiting for? The spoken word we have, he said, thus says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Brother Branham was talking about Moses, he's talking about Moses here. What happened with Brother Moses? At one time, God came to rebuke him. He was so used to have visions, to hear the audible voice of God.
Amen.
So he never wanted to make a move. No, brother, I'm waiting for a dream, brother. I'm waiting, brother, I'm praying. I'm praying for a vision. God came down. He says, you, why are you making noise for me? Go and make a decision. Speak the word and go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know what happened? Because you remember, Brother Branham says, when God sends a man, he jumps into him. And he goes and does the work himself inside of that person. So when Moses, when the commission came, when he saw the pillar of fire, he heard the voice. And then, after the pillar of fire finished speaking, when the voice of the sign finished speaking, the pillar of fire disappeared. Where did it go? Not to heaven. The pillar of fire jumped into
Moses.
Which is why when he got to Egypt, his language changed. Before the pillar of fire was inside, your people, when the pillar of fire got into him, he walked over to Pharaoh. He said, let my people go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was deity speaking inside of Moses. That was the Holy Ghost. God was in Moses. And he told
Moses,
before he left, he said, hey,
wait. Mira.
Amos 3:7. Says, God surely cannot do nothing without a prophet. Now that you are a God, you need a prophet. I give you
Aaron.
Hosanna!
Hallelujah!
What are we waiting for? We have the spoken word. We have the confirmed message. A spoken word. A vindicated prophet. We have the Holy Ghost. We have the spoken word. What are we waiting for?
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Amen. Amen. Yes. Okay. Amen. Okay. I'm compelled.
Amen.
God bless you. You know, I was talking about the word in the Holy Spirit. The word we have received overcomes the enemy anywhere. So the pastor asked me to give you one more or two testimonies.
Testimony mawiri kana imwe chete.
Let me say this.
Regandi taure izvi ndichiti.
I got sick one day.
Ndakarwara rimwe zuva.
And my wife rushed me to the doctor.
Mudzimai wangu ndokumhanya nene kuenda kunana chiremba.
And then when I got there, the doctor examined me.
Anana chiremba vakandi examina.
And the doctor said you have ulcers. So then the doctor says, I'm not allowed by the law to make you to start using the medication for ulcers without the blood test and the endoscope test. So he said, I'll give you two letters. You go to Simas Medical Laboratories for blood test. And then another one to West End Clinic for endoscope.
West End Clinic is a carry for endoscope.
So I took the two letters. And firstly I went to the Simas Medical Laboratories.
Amen.
Amen. And then I took the result from the Simas Medical Laboratories. I took my blood, tested, and put the envelope. I put the results in the envelope. So the Simas Medical Laboratory and the West End, they are very close to each other. So
Amen.
From there, I went straight to the West End Clinic.
Amen.
Then when I got to the Western Clinic, there was a queue on the bench to go into the theater. And then I think there were about four or five people in front of me. And they were taking one each. So when the last person in front of me went into the theater, so sometimes there's a voice that speaks to me. So the voice came and said to me, do you realize that since you got sick, you've never prayed about it? You know what happens when people get sick? You jump around, you rush to the doctor and everything else because it was an emergency, and you know we understand that and it becomes normal. Which is fine, but sometimes like we don't pray about it. Brother Branham says you should pray first, then you go to the doctor. So when the voice said that, I thought I was, you know, speaking, I was thinking aloud. Then it came back for the second time. And it said, do you realize that if you go in the theater in this condition, you will live with ulcers the rest of your life? So that's when it dawned on me that this was a serious issue. So then I realized God was speaking to me. Then I bowed down my head on that bench, closed my eyes, and then I prayed. I said, Lord, it's very true. We never prayed. We're just running around and following the doctor's instructions. I'm sorry about that. But now that you have made me to realize this,
I want you to help me.
Ndoda kuti mundibatsire.
I remember in the Bible,
ndinorangarira muBhaibheri,
when you send the 70 disciples to go and preach the gospel,
pamakatuma vadzidzi vaya 70 kuti vanoparidza evangeri,
you told them
makavaudza
that when they put food on the table for you, don't ask anything.
Kuti vakaisa chokudya patafura kwamuri musabvunza kana chinhu.
Just pray and eat.
Ingonamata imudye.
And I said now,
ndikatini,
I believe you send me to preach your gospel.
Ndinotenda kuti makandituma kuti ndiparidze evangeri.
And if I go out in this condition,
ndikaenda ndine mumamiriro akadai ya,
with the ulcers,
ndine maulsa,
your scripture will be broken.
Magwaro enyu imachagurwa.
Because with the ulcers,
nekuti nemaulsa,
you can't eat everything.
Haungangodya zvinhu zvose.
So it means,
saka zvinoreva kuti,
I don't know where you are going to send me.
Handizive kuti muchandituma kupi.
And I don't know what they eat there.
Uye handizive zvavanodya ikoko.
So if I have to ask,
saka pandinobvunza zvino,
what it is because of ulcers, chii
nekuda kwemaulsa,
then your scripture is broken.
Gwaro renyu imira chikoro.
And I cannot go out there.
Uye handingaendeko.
In that condition, because the scriptures must not be broken.
Nekuti magwaro hafane kuchikoro.
So now,
saka,
I'm committing all the machinery in the theater under my feet.
Ndakuisa machinery yose iri mutheater pasipetsoka
dzangu. I don't know the machines they use.
Handizive machine yavanoshandisa.
But I pray,
asi ndiri kunamata,
that you help me when I walk in there.
Kuti mundibatsire pandinopindamo.
I put all the machines under my feet.
Ndirikuisa machine yose pasipetsoka dzangu.
I don't want no machine to see ulcers in my stomach.
Handisi kuda kuti machine mumwe chete uone maulsa mudumbu mangu.
So when I said amen,
pandakati amen,
and I raised my head,
rokusumudza musoro,
the nurse was coming out of the theater with my file.
Nurse anga kubuda mu theater me file rangu.
He said, Mr. Madzinga, you are next, you come in.
Akati Mr. Madzinga ndimi kutevera, huyai.
So I walked in,
ndikafamba kupinda.
They put me on the bed and
vakandisa pambeda,
did all their tests and their examinations and everything. They took the results and put them in the envelope.
Tora ma results wakaisa mu envelope.
They said, you go back to your doctor.
Akati chidzokerai kuna chiremba wenyu.
So I have two results.
Saka ndine ma results maviri.
I don't know the results.
Akanamatidzwa ndimazivi.
I went back to the doctor.
Ndakoenda kuna chiremba.
So the doctor, I sat behind his desk.
Ndakagara mashure kwe nikire.
So the doctor opened first the one from Simas Medical Laboratories, the blood test.
Akavhura yekutanga yeropa kubva kuSimas.
Then he was, you know, whistling and he was happy and everything was fine.
Anga achifara achidaro zvinhu zvose zvanga zvakaringana.
Then he pushed it aside.
Ndokuisa parutivi.
Then he took the envelope from Western Clinic.
Akatora yeku Western Clinic.
He opened it.
Kaizarura.
He read it halfway and he stopped.
Werenga kuchidimbu ndokubva amira.
Then he turned and looked at me.
Ndobva cheuka akatarisa kwandiri.
He came back.
Ndokudzokera patsamba.
He read it through.
Akaiwerenga zvakare
kuchipedza. Then he shook his head.
Ndokuzunza musoro.
Then he walked around.
Ndokufamba famba.
He came back. He opened it and read it again.
Akadzoka akaivhura akawerenga
futi. He shook his head. Then he walked over to me.
Ndokufamba kuya kwandiri.
And then he says,
akati,
Mr. Madzinga.
Wamadzinga.
The results I'm seeing here,
ma results andiri kuona pano,
does not make sense.
Haana zvaanoreva.
He says, in medical terms,
amen, tichitaura mumutauro wekurapa,
these results are not possible.
Amen, izvi zvandiri kuona pana pazvigoneki.
He says, the combination of,
amen, mubatanidzwa wema results handinawo pano. Amen, hazviwanike mune zvekurapa izvi.
So he says, in my medical history, I've never seen anything like this.
Mukurapa kwangu kose handina kubva ndambosangana nezvinhu zvakadai.
And in our books, it does not happen. It's not possible.
Uye mumabhuku yedu hazviitike zvinhu
zvakadai. It does not make any medical sense.
Amen. Hazvina kana zvazvinoreva mukurapa.
And I'm looking at him, I said, doctor, what are you saying?
Ndikati, chiremba muri kutiko.
He said, the blood test,
zvakanzi zvamaita kuropa,
which was taken before my prayer,
amen, yakatorwa ndisati ndanamata,
it confirmed this diagnosis.
Zvaisimbisa zvakanga amboona kutanga.
I had ulcers.
Kuti ndandine maulsa.
Then a kilometer after, which is 30 minutes between,
amen, ma minutes ma 30 ari pakati,
the endoscope,
amen, endoscope,
which they actually put something inside your stomach,
amen, vanotoisa chimwe chinhu mudumbu mako,
which checks and everything else,
you know,
That endoscope said my stomach is sparkling clean.
Amen. Endoscope yakati ha mudumbu muzose zvakaringa.
So he said,
saka akati,
he says, according to my diagnosis,
zvichienderana nediagnosis
yangu, I was correct.
Inini ndaitaura chokwadi.
You had ulcers.
Manga mune ma ulcers.
According to the blood test,
zvichienderana neblood test,
I was correct.
Ndanga titaura chokwadi.
You had ulcers.
Manga mune ma ulcers.
But the endoscope,
as endoscope,
is saying you don't have ulcers.
Iri kuti imi hamuna ma ulcers.
Then I smiled. I looked at him.
Ndokubva ndamutarisa vandanyemerera.
I said, you are the doctor.
Ndikati iwe uri chiremba.
What does that mean?
Izvozvo zvinorevei.
You know what he said?
Munoziva here kuti akati.
He spoke in English.
Akataura nechirungu.
He said,
akati,
It means,
zvinoreva kuti,
like I had said,
sezvandambotaura,
you had ulcers,
manga mumbori nema ulcer,
but you got healed somehow,
asi makapodzwa neimwe nzira,
somehow,
neimwewo nzirawo zvayo.
So I said, so what should I do?
Ndikati saka ndoitei?
He said, you are healed,
zvikanzi ha mapora,
and eat what you want,
endai munodya zvamunoda.
Amen. Okay. So let me be obedient to the pastor. I'll say the last one. Amen.
Amen.
When you approach God by his word,
mukaenda kuna Mwari neshoko rake,
something is about to happen.
Pane chimwe chinhu chinofanira kuti chiitike.
One time I was preaching in Chendambuya and there was a sister, you know, the headmaster at the school where I was conducting services, and this was the sister, the wife to the headmaster, and they were believers.
So,
I would arrive on Saturday and I stay in their house. They give me food and shelter and everything. Then I preach on Sunday. I come back. Before I proceed, Brother Branham says, we say these things when we are giving you testimonies. He says, is to show you that what you have believed is not in vain.
Ama Branham anoti patinotaura zvapupu zvinezvo kuti iwe uone kuti zvawakatenda
hungangotendera pasina. To show you that the message is real.
Toda kuti kuratidze kuti mharidzo ndeyechokwadi.
So one weekend I arrived there evening, and then the brother gave me food, and then the sister was sick.
Saka imwe weekend ndakasvika hama ikandipa chokudya asi hanzvadzi yairwara,
and I don't know what they call the disease, but she was swollen the whole body. So she was not able to walk. She could not sit. She was just bedridden. So I said to the brother, there's a mountain near the school that I would normally go around 5-6 a.m. to pray before the service. So I asked the brother, will you join me tomorrow so that we pray for your wife? The Bible says,
Bible not,
what men cannot do, God can do. So doctors were on strike. The nurses were on strike. So the hospitals were not working. And I didn't have a car. I didn't have money. All I had was bus fare for me to come back home.
But
this thing was heavy on my heart. When I went into the mountain that morning, Sunday morning, I was so much burdened until I almost failed to pray. But I simply said simple words like a child. I said, Lord, you know very well, when I first came into this area, there was nowhere to sleep. I would sleep in the classrooms
and
preach the following day. You gave me this family. They give me shelter. They give me blankets. They give me food so that I can preach your word. Now this sister is sick. I don't have money. I don't have a car. Even if I had money and a car, the doctors are on strike. So it won't work. But the Bible says,
as Bible not,
without money, without price.
Usina mari kana mupata.
And you said you are a God who healeth all our diseases. I said,
Ndikati,
you are the chief physician.
Ndimi murapi mukuru.
And if you take this sister, I want you to take this sister and put her in your own hospital. Where there are no strikes. And there is no payment to be made. Because we are poor. We are poor, including me. The doctors are on strike. So take her into your own hospital and operate her yourself. Then I went back and went to church. So their house was the first one from the classrooms. Around one, we finished and we're greeting each other outside. I looked and I saw her outside doing dishes. She had actually prepared the sadza and she was waiting for us. So I dismissed everyone. So we went to the house and I saw her. And she was completely healed. Now, what shocked me is this. After dismissing everyone, I called her. I called her and I said, sister, I can see you are completely healed. What happened? Do you know what she said? She said, when you were in church, I had a dream. And in this dream, I was in a hospital. And in this hospital, I was in a queue, which was very long, going into the doctor's room. And then she says, but the doctor came out of his room and he followed the queue until he reached it where I was. She said, and he looked at me and he said, you, come. Then he turned. He walked towards his office. And then she says, he was in front and she was behind him. And she says, the moment he walked into his room, he disappeared. And I walked through and all I could see in the room was a bright light. And the doctor disappeared. And she says, then I woke up and I discovered I was healed. Just like that. So,
Saka,
the spoken word, Brother Branham says, our religion is not a Santa Claus story. It's a true story of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. We must have faith in what we have believed. And God can perform His word. God bless you.